This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Barry Doten Mize back at Carlinville High School. The 2010 Holiday Basketball Tournament. Lincolnwood and Carlinville are getting ready to square off. The Cavvies will be in their home white uniforms, trimmed out in the blue and the red. Lancers in their road orange uniforms, trimmed out in the white and the black. And in games earlier today, first off, let's review what happened in the girls' portion of the tournament. In the consolation bracket semifinals earlier today, Gillespie defeated Carlinville 44-39, and Nokomis beat Roxana 46-23. So that sets up the seventh-place game tomorrow at noon at the high school gym. Here in the high school gym, that'll be Carlinville taking on Roxana. At 1:30, Gillespie battles Nokomis here in the high school gym for fifth place. And then the other two girls' games will be played the following night on championship night on Thursday. And the third-place game, which will actually be a noon game here at the gymnasium at the high school, will be Greenfield taking on Bunker Hill. And, boy, they've had some great battles over the years here in this tournament.
Oh, absolutely.
And in the championship, pretty much the way the coaches seeded things, it'll be top-seeded Litchfield taking on the Staunton Bulldogs at 6:30, a game you can hear live here on WSMI FM 106 on Thursday evening and on the Internet at WSMIRadio.com through our friends with Network One Sports.
And the girls' championship game the last 2 years has been dynamite.
It's been a dynamite game. Earlier today in the winner's bracket semifinals, it was Staunton defeating Greenfield 58-36 and Litchfield beating Bunker Hill 51-30. In the first two boys' games tonight, Litchfield over Gillespie 58-39, Riverton over Mount Olive 58-25. Carlinville Lincolnwood getting ready to square off here in just a moment. And then Bunker Hill and Staunton. And the neat thing about that game is Staunton's going to have a tough time of bouncing back after a tough loss last night. And, of course, they're playing against Bunker Hill. Staunton and Bunker Hill, great rivalry there. And you talk about providing us some entertainment over the years. Those two teams have done that as well. And that'll be our finale here tonight at the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament.
So it'll be the same situation as we just saw with Riverton and Mount Olive.
Yeah.
Bunker Hill played the 4 o'clock game yesterday.
Yep.
Staunton played the 8:30 game.
So we might see fatigue become a factor in that ball game as well. Well, we're going to get ready to introduce the starting lineups to you. The Carlinville Cavaliers come in with a record of 1 win, 9 losses. The Lancers are 3-6 on the season. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll check the starting lineups for you for our second broadcast of the evening from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament here on FM 106.
Madison Communications has you covered on Blues Hockey, Big Ten, and the Big 12 with overflow game broadcasts now being offered on channels 26 or 8. Why pay for a sports package when Madison gives you the games you're looking for? Plus, provides live local high school sports playoffs. To order, call 1-800-422-4848.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
Your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, this is WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home. WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, the starters for the Lancers, they'll be the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. It'll be the same five we saw the other night. Jeffrey Beeler, a 5'9 senior, along with Brett Eddings, a 5'10 senior. Jake Leonard, a 6-foot senior. Dan Heeman, a 6'6 senior. And Cameron Snyder, a 6'3 senior. So it's Beeler, Eddings, Leonard, Heeman, and Snyder for the Lancers, coached by Blake Lucas in his first season at the helm of the Lincolnwood basketball program, assisted by Justin Milberg and Blake's brother, Darren. Again, the Lancers are 3-6. They are 1-0 in pool play coming into this contest tonight. Well, the Cavaliers, coached by Mike Ragone, assisted by Ellen Cooper, a record of 1-9. Cavies will start Josh Carndiff, a 5'11 senior, along with Brad Wise, a 5'9 senior, Brendan Stewart, a 6-foot sophomore, Kyle Kleeman, a 6'2 sophomore, and Adelmo Marcuri, a 5'11 sophomore. So it's Carndiff, Wise for the Cavaliers, who have a lot of youth on this ball club, and the Cavalier ball club loaded with athleticism, and Mike Ragone hopes to has gotten some of his injured football players, or players injured during the football season, back now for basketball. In particular, Josh Carndiff and Brendan Stewart, two starters, and the Cavaliers are a different-looking ball club from when we saw them earlier in this 2010-2011 campaign. So it's the Cavaliers and the Lancers. We'll be back for the tip-off in just a moment.
Plan your New Year's open house around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Use Prairie Farms butter to add that extra spark to the special recipe highlighting your buffet. Or create a festive holiday punch using Prairie Farms sherbet, available in several different flavors. This holiday season, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Whether you're 16 or 60, it's always a good time to plan for retirement. Are you going to be financially prepared when the time comes to enjoy your golden years? Bank and Trust Company can help you make sure with an IRA, the tax-deductible way to build for the future. Ask about your IRA options at Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. WSMI-FM 106.1.
Derek Doe, Tim Mines back at Carlinville, jumping center for Lincolnwood, Dan Heeman, jumping center for Carlinville, Kyle Kleeman, Kleeman at 6'2", Heeman at 6'6". Cavaliers, the home team, moving from our left to our right here in this first half of play, as the opening tip controlled by the Cavaliers, and we are underway. Marcuri with the ball quickly into the front court for the Cavaliers. Out front it goes to Adelmo. He'll put up the three-pointer, no good. Battling for the ball and keeping it in play was Josh Carndiff, but he handed the ball right into the hands of Brett Eddings of Lincolnwood, so the Lancers now have a chance to draw first blood. We are 20 seconds into the opening quarter as the Cavaliers come with a defensive effort right at midcourt. There's a cross-court pass from Leonard to Beeler down on the baseline. He tries to shove the pass inside the lane to Dan Heeman, but it's kicked out of bounds by the Cavaliers, so the Lancers will inbound on the baseline with 7:31 to go here in the opening quarter. Cameron Snyder, the trigger man, into the right corner to Heeman. Back to Cameron, underneath the basket. Double pump, puts it off the glass and in. And the Lancers are on the board 2-0. 40 seconds into the opening quarter. Here comes Carndiff along the right sideline. Josh dumps the ball back out front to Kyle Kleeman. Around to Marcuri. Marcuri has the ball deflect off his knee, out of bounds, and the Cavaliers will turn it over for the first time tonight. Cavaliers last night lost to Litchfield 65-61 in a rather spirited game. Lancers beat Gillespie 54-42 in a rather spirited game. Lincolnwood with the ball at a 2-0 lead, 7:06 to go first quarter. Here's Eddings with it. He had a big night last night, especially at the free throw line for the Lancers. Eddings with the ball out front, works off a pick, comes to the left side. Now he's got Heeman down on the low block. He turns and shoots and scores. Dan Heeman from the left side of the lane gives the Lancers a 4-0 lead. Cavies push it up the floor. Here's Brad Wise giving it back out to Carndiff. Josh, couple of dribbles, back out to Wise, top of the key to Adelmo Marcuri. Adelmo, couple of dribbles, gives it back out to Carndiff. Lancers in a man-to-man defense. Ball's on the right sideline, out near midcourt. Working off the pick is Carndiff. Comes back to the right side, off to Brad Wise. He drives to the right elbow, gives it back out to Carndiff. Now down along the right side. Aldelmo, Marcieri feeds off underneath, and the shot around and out by Kyle Kleeman, and a jump ball called underneath. Kleeman's shot was about halfway down the basket and spun out. And the rebound tied up, and the held ball will give the ball back to the Lancers. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Lancers with a 4-0 lead in the basketball. Here's Cameron Snyder. Has the ball stripped away from him by Josh Carndiff, and now commits the foul. As Carndiff went driving down the lane. And Cameron Snyder gets his first personal. That's the first team foul. It'll be out of bounds for the Cavaliers right in front of the WSMI sign on the side of the gymnasium with the stage. As the Cavies inbound the basketball. Comes out front to Brendan Stewart. Around now to Brad Wise. He pulls up. Baseline jumper doesn't go. Rebound on the weak side by Heeman. But he handed the ball right back to the Cavaliers. It's Brendan Stewart giving the ball back out front to Josh Carndiff. Carndiff working to the right side inside the arc. Picks up the dribble. He's got his buddy Brad Wise. Brad dribbles it back out front. Marcieri around. Here's a three around and out. No good by Kyle Kleeman. Rebound by Lincolnwood. 5:40 to go first quarter. Lancers with a 4-0 lead in the basketball. Entered into the front court. Jake fires it across to Cameron Snyder. Bounce past to Heeman underneath. He fakes, goes up, has the ball stripped away. And it looks like Kyle Kleeman will get the foul for Carlinville, his first, team's first. And this will put Dan Heeman at the charity stripe for the Lancers to shoot two. Lincolnwood 1-0 in pool play. Carlinville 0-1 in pool play. And Heeman's at the free throw line for the Lancers. The first toss didn't draw anything. Didn't draw the iron, didn't draw the backboard, didn't draw the net. And he'll get a second free throw. Beeler is out, and Sergeant Ristic, the 5A junior exchange student, is in for the Lancers. And Heeman hits the second free throw attempt. Dan now has 3 points. Lancers have the lead of a nickel. It's 5-0. Cavies with the basketball. Here's Carndiff along the right side. Back out to Brad Wise. Wise. It's Kleeman. Along the left elbow. Back out to Marcieri. Marcieri on the dribble. Down the left side of the lane. Off to Kleeman. Kyle puts it up. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. The putback by Brad Wise is good. And the Cavaliers get on the scoreboard. And that makes it a 5-2 ball game. Thank you, dear. The drop by Clipboard. Good to have good help in the neighborhood. Lancers with a 5-2 lead in the basketball. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. There's Ristic with the basketball. Out front to Jake Leonard. Leonard comes to the top of the key. Left side to Ristic. Underneath now to Cameron Snyder, and he travels. Cameron tried to do a power step while turning to his right, and he's called for steps. Turnover number 3 by the Lancers. Looks like Heeman is out and Jeffrey Beeler back in for the Lancers. So a much shorter lineup with 6'6 Dan Heeman on the bench. Cavaliers trail 5-2, have the basketball. Here's Carndiff in the corner. Feeds inside the lane to Kleeman. Kyle down the lane, off the glass, and puts it in. Kyle Kleeman with his first bucket tonight. A 5-4 ball game. Lancers with a 1-point lead in the ball. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Eddings coming across midcourt, and he was still in the backcourt as Ristic threw him the basketball, and Brett had not cleared the midcourt stripe. Turnover number 4 by Lincolnwood. Ball back to the Cavaliers. Cavies could take the lead with a bucket here. Into the front court. Here's Carndiff off to Brad Wise. Wise now lobs the ball in to Brendan Stewart. He turns, shoots, no good. And the rebound by Jeffrey Beeler for Lincolnwood. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Lancers up by a count of 5-4. Here's Eddings with it. Around to Leonard, left side, along the sideline. Spins around, off to Sergeant Ristic, off to Jeffrey Beeler. Beeler tries to drive between two white shirts and a blocking foul. Called against Carndiff of Carlinville. Josh is first, team second. Out of bounds for the Lancers along the sideline. And Snyder will leave the ball game for Lincolnwood. And Dan Heeman will re-enter for the Lancers. Lancers with a 5-4 lead. 3:48 to go in the opening quarter. Ball comes in into Heeman right along the sideline. Gives it out to Jake Leonard. He backs into the lane, dumps it out front to Ristic across to Eddings for a three. Air ball out of bounds. Going to belong to the Cavaliers. Fifth turnover of the night for the Lancers. 3:37 to go in the opening quarter. Well, this game got off to a fast start, and the pace has since slowed up a bit as the Cavaliers will walk the ball into the front court. Mike Rigoni, the coach of the Cavaliers, was very pleased last night, and even in the loss, as the number of turnovers that the Cavaliers committed were about half of what they normally did, and that kept them in the ball game last night. Plus, they took a lot of extra shots. Now the Cavs throw the ball away. Here comes Leonard down the edge of the lane, putting up a shot, but a foul on the floor. It'll be out of bounds for the Lancers. And that foul is going to be called against Brad Wise of Carlinville, his first, team's third. And into the contest for the Cavs will be Barry Stewart, the 5'10 freshman. So Stewart is in. It looks like Brad Wise is out, and Clayton Clark is in for Lincolnwood. He's a 6-foot senior. There's Surgeon Ristic, a three from the left corner for the Lancers. No good. Carned up the rebound and a reach-in foul at midcourt on Jake Leonard of Lincolnwood, his first, team second. Out of bounds for the Cavs right at midcourt. And here comes Cameron Snyder back in for Lincolnwood as Ristic will have a seat on the bench. And Adelmo Marcuri will inbound the basketball for the Cavs. Comes into Josh Carndiff. Carndiff around to the right side, off to Barry Stewart. He's the freshman. Back out front to Marcuri, around to Carndiff. Left sideline, pulls up on the baseline. 15-footer doesn't go. Rebound by Cameron Snyder. He'll come out on the dribble for the Lancers. Into the front court, off to Edding. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Lancers up, 5-4, have the basketball. Edding across to Jake Leonard. Leonard outside the arc, double team by the Cavaliers. A bounce pass to Snyder, knocked away, picked up by Barry Stewart for the Cavs. He'll come all the way down the lane, spin around, and he's called for traveling. For the team's trade turnovers, Stewart was trying to make a 360 move in the lane with a couple of orange shirts around him, and he gets called for steps. Out of the ball game goes Brendan Stewart. And into the game is, I believe, Nick Evans. Yeah, Nick Evans is checked in, a 6-foot senior. Lancers with the basketball, 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Lancers leading 5-4. Here's Eddings into the front court, off to Jake Leonard. Leonard, a cross-court pass goes to Clayton Clark. Now to Cameron Snyder at the right elbow. He locks the handle on it. Cameron dives on the floor, but hands the ball right to the Cavaliers' Josh Carndiff. Now we're going to have a foul on Snyder again, I think, back here at midcourt. Is it going to be Snyder, or is it going to be against Dan Heeman? I think it's going to be against Heeman. Well, that'll be his first, team's third. The Lancers commit their seventh turnover, and the Cavaliers will get the basketball back. Luke Davis, the 6-foot junior, is checked into the lineup. Marcuri will walk it into the front court. Cavs could take the lead with a bucket here. Now Snyder picks the pocket of Marcuri. Cameron drives down the lane and behind the back dribble and lost the handle on it. And now he trips up Adelmo Marcuri, who is going for the loose basketball, and Snyder will get his second personal foul, fourth team foul, eighth Lincolnwood turnover, and the ball back to Carlinville. Here comes Surgeon Ristic off the bench again for Lincolnwood, and Cameron Snyder will come to the bench for the Lancers. 2:02 to go here in the first quarter. Very low-scoring affair. 5-4 lead for Lincolnwood, but the Cavs with the basketball. Here's Marcuri along the right side. Out front to Luke Davis, into the corner to Barry Stewart. He took a extra step in there before he drove the baseline. He's calling for traveling. Turnover number three by the Cavs. And the ball will go back to Lincolnwood. Clayton Clark inbounds it to Brett Eddings with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Jake Leonard. Down the lane he goes, in for the layup, and he is fouled in there by the Cavaliers' Nick Evans. Nick will get his first, team's fourth. Two free throws for Jake Leonard of Lincolnwood. It's been a long time since the Lancers have put any points on the board. They scored five early and lead 5-4. 101 seconds left in this first quarter. And the free throw by Jake Leonard is good. Jake's first point of the night. That makes it a 6-4 Lincolnwood lead. Marcuri is out, and here comes Josh Carndiff back in for Carlinville. And Jake Leonard with his second free throw attempt. On the way, and this one is a little bit long. Heeman grabs the rebound, though, for the Lancers. He'll kick it out to Eddings. Brett's going to pop the three ball. Good. Eddings with his first bucket of the night. It's a tray, and the Lancers now lead 9-4. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Cavs into the front court. Carndiff along the right sideline. Down to the corner he goes. Drives to the edge of the lane. Gets up in the air and comes back down, and that's traveling. He thought he had a man open on the baseline to pass to, but did not. Turnover number four by the Cavaliers. Nick Evans is out, and Kyle Kleeman back in, or Brendan Stewart back in for Carlinville. 80 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Lancers with a five-point lead in the ball. Here's Eddings, double-teamed in the backcourt. The ball stripped away by Barry Stewart. Out front with it, the shot is up and around and out. No good by Luke Davis, tipped around like a volleyball. Finally into the corner it goes. It's going to belong to the Lancers. Well, a lot of pressure up front tonight by the Cavaliers, and the Lancers have had their problems tonight. They've committed nine turnovers here in this first quarter. Lancers get the ball back with 65 seconds to go in the first period, leading 9-4. There's Leonard off to Eddings, into the front court along the right sidelines to Clayton Clark. Back out to Eddings. Eddings to the right elbow to Heeman, across to Jake Leonard. Leonard drives in, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Heeman tipped it. Got hold of it, gives it out to Eddings, top of the key to Rustic, around to Leonard. Jake brings the ball back out on the dribble, out front to Brett Eddings. Top of the key, back to Leonard with about 35 seconds to play in this first period. Lancers up by Nicholsworth. Here's Sergeant Rustic in the right corner, a bounce pass down to Heeman, and he threw it out of the reach of Dan. Turnover number 10 by the Lancers. Jeffrey Beeler back in for Lincolnwood as Clayton Clark will leave. It looks like Barry Stewart is out, and Brad Wise back in for Carlinville. 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. As the Cavaliers, who trail 9-4, have the basketball. We're winding down the final few seconds of this first period. Here's Wise. Back out front to Luke Davis. Over to Carndiff. Carndiff drives into the edge of the lane. Banks it off the glass. No good. Tip by Luke Davis. No good. Dan Heeman the rebound for the Lancers. 6 seconds to go. Here's Rustic into the front court with four. Out front to Leonard with one. Leonard at the buzzer. Puts it up. No good. At the end of the first 8 minutes of play, here at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. In this contest, it's Lincolnwood 9, Carlinville 4. Back with more in 60 seconds.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
After an exciting basketball game stopped by Denny's and continue the party with party starters, new appetizers like the Big Dipper, cheese quesadilla, mozzarella sticks, tortilla chips, celery sticks, carrots served with two dipping sauces, or the smothered cheese fries, wavy cut French fries covered with cheese sauce, shredded cheddar cheese, and crumbled bacon served with ranch dressing. Denny's in Litchfield, open 24 hours a day, ready to serve you. Second quarter underway. Carlinville with the ball, trailing 9-4 into the corner to Carndiff. Down the lane, a nice backdoor pass. The shot is up, no good by Brendan Stewart, but Kyle Kleeman really made that play click as he got the pass and dished off to Brendan Stewart, who missed the bucket due to the fact he was fouled in there. By the Lancers, Jeffrey Beeler. Beeler gets his first team's fifth and two free throws coming up now. Brendan Stewart of Carlinville. Cavie's first free throws of the night will be shot by the 6 foot sophomore Brendan Stewart. 7:47 to go here in this first half of play. And the Riverton Hawks are allowed to clear the baseline and go out the side door before Stewart takes his free throw attempt and he misses it. Mark Curry is back in. And leaving the contest, Kyle Kleeman for Carlinville. And the second free throw attempt by Brendan Stewart is up, and this one is nothing but net. So Brendan has his first point tonight. That makes it a 9-5 ball game. Lancers with the lead in the basketball. We're just underway second quarter. Here's Jake Leonard. Off to Eddings, who steps across the midcourt stripe along the near sidelines. Out to Sergeant Rustic. Top of the key, down the lane, gets into some traffic, gets into some trouble as the Cavaliers take the ball away. Turnover number 11, a long pass down the floor. And that was a football-type pass down in the direction of Luke Davis, but Luke couldn't haul it in. Turnover number 5 by the Cavies. Here comes Tate Snyder in for Lincolnwood. Snyder is going to replace Sergeant Rustic. State's a freshman, 6 feet tall. And the Lancers get the ball back with a four-point lead and 7.5 minutes to go in the first half of play. Beeler, Leonard into the front court. Lancers have numbers, a bounce pass to Heeman. Dan took his eye off the ball, and it slips off his hands and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 12 by the Lancers. Cavaliers really haven't cashed in much on the turnovers by the Lancers. Here's a three from the corner. This time they did. Brad Wise hits the tray. He has a nickel's worth, and that makes it a 9-8 ball game, and the Cavies make the steal again, and now the Cavies have taken the lead as Brad Wise lays it off the glass and in. He's got 7 points and timeout on the floor, and just like that, the Cavies have gone ahead. 7 minutes to go in the first half. It's Carlinville 10, Lincolnwood 9. Back with more after this one message.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
WSMI FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Terry Toad back at Carlinville High School. Cavaliers now leading 10-9. Lancers inbound the basketball. We're a minute into the second period of play. Cavies come with some pressure in the backcourt. Here's Eddings on the dribble, looking for some help as he picked up the ball. Tate Snyder into the front court along the right sideline. Double team. Fires it across to Beeler. Jeffrey down the edge of the lane. Turns. Has the ball knocked away. Picked up by the Cavaliers. Cavies fourth, the 14th turnover of the night by the Lancers. Here's Carndip with the basketball. On the right sideline for Josh. Picks up the dribble. Get pass back out front. Adelmo Marcheri for three. Good! Adelmo hits the way out. 13-9. Cavies by four. 6:20 to go in the first half. Lancers with the basketball. Leonard into the front court. Down the lane he goes. In for the layup. Around and out. No good. Picked up off the floor by the Cavaliers. Luke Davis. Into the front court come the Cavaliers. A pass inside the lane to Brendan Stewart. And it's knocked out of bounds. Apparently last touched by one of the Lancers. Tate Snyder out, Jeffrey Beeler out, Sergeant Rustic back in, and Cameron Snyder back in for Lincolnwood. Cavies will line three up along the right side of the lane. Inbound the ball into the corner. Off to Brendan Stewart. Back into the corner. Brad Wise, how about a three ball this time? No good. Rebound on the weak side by Dan Heeman for Lincolnwood. Cavaliers lead by four. Lancers have the ball. 5:50 to go first half. Here's Leonard. The right elbow back out front to Eddings. Fakes the three. Now puts it on the floor. Back to Jake Leonard. Across to Sergeant Ristic. Into the left corner to Eddings. Lobs underneath the Heeman. Dan double team. Back out to Eddings. Eddings goes back into Heeman. Heeman triple team. And now a foul call. A holding foul against one of the Cavaliers. And this one will be against Brendan Stewart. His first, team's fifth. Off the bench, Dane Benty, a 6'5 senior for the Cavies. He's going to replace Brendan Stewart. So Benty off the bench for Carlinville. Lancers will inbound on the baseline. They post a man at each corner of the lane. Sergeant Ristic will inbound the ball. Lancers down by four with 5.5 to go first half. Here is Eddings in the left corner. Double team. Running out of time, just flips it over his shoulder, and it's kicked out of bounds by Sergeant Ristic of Lincolnwood. It wasn't a good pass, and Rustic just had to go right off his toe. Out of bounds, turnover number 15 by the Lancers. And the ball will go back to the Cavaliers. Lead 13-9. On the sidelines, Brad Wise into the corner to Josh Carndiff. Carndiff looking, drives the baseline, has it poked away by Sergeant Rustic, and he's called for a reach-in foul. Sergeant's first, team six, still out of bounds one more time for the Cavaliers. And the trigger man will be Josh Carndiff for Carlindale. He's looking, comes into the side to Dane Benty. Benty near the right elbow, gives back, and now a foul away from the ball, an illegal pick set in there, I think, by Josh Carndiff. Yep, Carndiff called for an illegal screen. That's his second personal foul, sixth team foul, sixth turnover by Carlindale. And the ball will go back to the Lancers off the bench. Comes Kyle Kleeman for Carlinville. He's going to replace Josh Carndiff. 5:04 to go, first half. Carlinville 13, Lincolnwood 9. Lancers will inbound the basketball. Cameron Snyder into Sergeant Ristic, and now a foul called against Adelmo Marcheri. of Garlandville for Adelmo. That's his first team seventh. And now we're shooting bonuses already. And the Lancers will have Rustic at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Lincolnwood. Lancers led at the end of the first quarter, 9-4. And been outscored 9-0 here in this second quarter and trail 13-9. Rustic, the junior, puts it up and in. Surgeon's first bucket tonight. That makes it a 13-10 ball game. And comes Barry Stewart back in for Carlindale. Brad Wise has a seat on the bench. So the Cavalier lead cut to 3, and Aristic will try to make it a 2-point ball game. The free throw is nothing but net. 2 points for Aristic. 13-11. Cavies with the lead and the ball. Mark Urie into the corner to Barry Stewart. Fires a pass across the lane off the fingertips of Kyle Kleeman out of bounds. Turnover number 7. Not sure Kleeman really ever saw the ball coming from the corner on the pass into the lane. Lancers get the ball back. A 2-would tie. A 3 would give them the lead. Just under 5 to go first half. Here's Leonard into the front court. Jake gets trapped along the sidelines, and now a holding foul called against Luke Davis. Luke will get his first, team's 8. Leonard to the line to shoot the 1-1 for the Lancers. Ristic is out. Jeffrey Beeler back in for Lincolnwood. 4:45 to go first half. And Jake Leonard at the line. Front end of a 1-1 is no good. Rebound. Locked out of bounds by the Cavaliers. Dane Benty. So a break for the Lancers. Now get it on the baseline. Underneath their own basket. Beeler looking. Gets it into Heeman. Dan, double-teamed in the corner, back out to Eddings. Brett fires it back to Leonard. Here's Jake Leonard, back to Eddings. Left side, goes down low to Heeman. Double-teamed, and the ball kicked by the Cavaliers, Luke Davis. So it'll be out of bounds for Lincolnwood on their end of the floor, right in front of the Cavalier bench. A 13-11 lead for Carlinville. Lincolnwood to inbound the basketball. 4.5 to go here in the first half of play. Here's Brett Eddings with the basketball. Around to the right side to Leonard, into the corner to Jeffrey Beeler. Beeler threatened to be trapped in there. Now he does get trapped, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Cavaliers. Turnover number 16 by Lincolnwood. There comes Clayton Clark back into the lineup for the Lancers. Clayton's going to replace Jeffrey Beeler. 13-11. Cavaliers with a 2-point advantage in the basketball. Adelmo Mark Curie into the front court on the dribble. Off to the right side of the key. Out to Barry Stewart, top of the key, to Luke Davis. Luke takes one dribble. Looks for Benty. He was covered up. Gives it to Mark Curie. Now the pass deflected away, and the Lancers pick it up. Turnover 9 by Carlindale. 4 minutes to go first half. Lancers could tie with a 2 as Jake Leonard is tripped up at midcourt. And the foul is going to be called against Barry Stewart of Carlindale, his first team's 9. And Jake Leonard will shoot the 1-1 for the Lancers. Here comes Brendan Stewart back in for Carlindale. Luke Davis will leave. Meanwhile, Jake Leonard, a 6-foot senior, lines it up at the free throw line for the Lincolnwood Lancers. They trail by a deuce. Free throw is up, and it's a rounded out no good, and the rebound pulled down by Kyle Kleeman. So the Cavies could add to their 2-point advantage. Mark Urie into the front court. On the right sideline, outside the arc. Back out front to Barry Stewart. Inside the lane, Kleeman turns around from 6 and gets it to fall. Kyle Kleeman with 4 points. Good ball movement by the Cavies. 15-11. Harlando with a 4-point lead. 3.5 to go first half. Lancers with the ball. Here's Clark into the front court. Clayton fires the ball into the hands of Brendan Stewart. Turnover number 17 by the Lancers. Here in the first half. Here's Barry Stewart out front with it for the Cavaliers. His pass over to Brendan Stewart. Knocked out of bounds by Brett Eddings. And off the bench for Lincolnwood comes Nick Brockmeyer, a 6'1 freshman. Brockmeyer is going to give Cameron Snyder a rest. A 4-point Cavie lead at 15-11. A little over 3 minutes to go first half. Cavie's inbound the basketball. Mark Urie. Top of the key. Drives to near the free throw line. Bounce pass right into the midst of some orange shirts there. And now the ball tied up. Jump ball. It's going to belong to the Lancers. That's going to be the 10th Cavalier turnover of the night. Carndiff comes back in for Carlinville. Mark Curry will come out. And the Lancers will inbound the ball in the backcourt on the baseline against the Cavalier backcourt pressure. A four-point Cavy lead. Lancers with the ball. 3 minutes to go, first half. Here's Edding. Off to Jake Leonard. Leonard running out of time in the backcourt. And now Lincolnwood coach Blake Lucas asks for the timeout. 2:54 to go here in the first half of play. A 15-11 lead for Carlinville. Timeout on the floor, and that gives us a chance to tell you about the four best words, breakfast served all day. The next four best words, moons over Miami. That's what I said. The classic ham and scrambled egg sandwich with Swiss and American cheeses on grilled sourdough has inspired another classic. The Denny's new Moons Over Miami Omelet. It's a three-egg omelet with diced ham and melted Swiss and American cheeses, and it's served all day and all night at Denny's. Serving you 24-7. Lancers to inbound the basketball in the backcourt. Following the timeout, they try to get it in to Jake Leonard, and it's knocked right back out. Bunker Hill and Staunton in our final game of the night. That ought to be a terrific battle between two teams that know an awful lot about each other. Lancers inbound the basketball to Jake Leonard. Leonard still on the dribble, deep in the backcourt, ahead to Tate Snyder. Across it goes to Beeler, now into the front court along the right sideline. Back out to Edding, top of the key to Leonard. Jake, into the left side. Tate Snyder, a three, is off the mark. Rebound by Heeman underneath. Dan, from a bad angle, clears the ball back out, and he's trapped inside the lane for a three-second violation. Turnover number 18 by the Lancers. And the ball will go back to the Cavaliers. 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. A four-point lead for the Cavies at 15-11. Ball comes into Josh Carndiff. Cavaliers have parlayed some of these Lincolnwood turnovers into points. Back out front to Barry Stewart, to Kleeman in the lane. Bounce pass off on the wing to Dane Benty, and Dane Benty with a jumper from the baseline. His first bucket of the night, and the Cavaliers lead by a half a dozen, 17-11. 2:12 to go. Down the lane comes Eddings. He tries a bounce pass, but it's taken away by the Cavaliers. Turnover number 19 by the Lancers. Here's Carndiff down the lane, an over-the-shoulder shot, no good. He'll go back up, and he's tied up, and now we're going to have a foul inside the lane against the Lancers. And this one is going to be against Jake Leonard. That's going to be his second. Team seventh. This is two free throws now for Josh Carndiff of the Cavaliers. They have a six-point lead. Lancers have turned the ball over 19 times here in the first half. Carndiff's free throw good. His first point of the night. Cavies extend the lead now to 18-11. As Leonard comes out, Clayton Clark comes back in for the Lancers. And now Nick Brockmeyer will come back in. And Jeffrey Beeler out for Lincolnwood. Meanwhile, 5'11 senior Josh Carndiff at the line. Lining up a second free throw attempt. This one's around and out. No good. Kleeman got a hand on it, but Brockmeyer chases it down and then lost it out of bounds. And it's going to belong to the Cavaliers. As Carndiff will leave, and Brendan Stewart back in for the Cavies. Stewart will be the trigger man. Comes out front to Barry Stewart. From the sophomore Stewart to the freshman Stewart. Back to Adelmo Marcuri. Marcuri at the right elbow. Bounce pass off to Brendan Stewart. He'll give it off to Marcuri. Now Kleeman in the left corner. Feeds back out front to Barry Stewart, who traveled with the basketball. Turnover number 11 by the Cavaliers. 98 seconds remaining in the first half. An 18-11 lead for Carlinville. Lincolnwood with the basketball. And the Lancers have not mustered much offense here. They don't have a field goal in this second quarter. Here's Nick Brockmeyer trapped in midcourt. Ball knocked away, picked up by the Cavaliers. Barry Stewart tries to feed off to Kyle Kleeman underneath, and now the Lancers steal it right back. 80 seconds to go, first half. Lancers down by 7, have the ball. Here's Tate Snyder into the front court. On the right sideline, back out to Brett Edding. Across it comes to Clayton Clark. Clayton back out front to Tate Snyder, off to Eddings, right side down towards the corner. Back out front to Clark, around to Snyder. Tate drives the baseline, goes in for the layup, and he missed it, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number 21 by Lincolnwood. Jake Leonard is back in. Nick Brockmeyer out for the Lancers. 59 seconds to go in the first half. Cavaliers with a 7-point lead. As Delmo Marcuri will walk the ball into the front court. Lancers try the trap, and Marcuri gets around it. A long skip pass off to Brendan Stewart to the left side. Brendan, a couple of dribbles. There's Kleeman lining up for the three. Around and out, no good. Rebound Dan Heeman for Lincolnwood. 40 seconds to go, first half. Lancers into the front court, trailing by 7. Off on the wing to Tate Snyder. Back out to Brett Edding. Across it comes to Jake Leonard, 26 seconds and counting. Brett Edding's a long three is short. The ball on the floor, picked up by Jake Leonard with 20 seconds to go. Jake drives the baseline, cut off there. Back out to Edding. Brett to the free throw line. Off to Tate Snyder. Back to Eddings with 12. Eddings off to Jake Leonard. Jake winds up for the three ball. Good! Will it count? The basket will count by Leonard for a three. And the foul is going to be against the Cavaliers, Dane Benty. So count the three-pointer. Are they going to count that? Okay, Leonard's going to get the bucket. He's got 4 points. That makes it 18-14. Now Heeman apparently was fouled away from the ball by Benty, and Heeman will get two free throws for the Lancers. Well, you just don't see that very often. And Heeman misses the front end of the first of two free throws. And now Josh Carnduff wants to re-enter the game for Carlindale. Tate Snyder is coming out. Jeffrey Buehler back in for Lincolnwood. Benty will leave for Carlindale. 7.8 seconds to go.
All sorts of confusion.
It's a good thing we got rosters here, I'm telling you, man. Heeman's going to try to make this a three-point ball game. Cavaliers have a four-point advantage. Dan Heeman's free throw is long. Rebound tip to the corner. Carnduff with it. 6 seconds. Here come the Cavies on the fly. Carnduff to midcourt. Now to the free throw line. 2 seconds. Pulls up. At the buzzer. That's it. First half is in the books, and after 16 minutes of play, a good second quarter for the Cavaliers. Carlindale leads Lincolnwood 18-14. Back with some halftime stuff for you in just a moment.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morseville. Member FDIC.
Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
FM 106. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Terry Toad along with Tim Mize back at Carlinville High School. We are at halftime of the Lincolnwood-Carlinville game, and the Cavaliers have the best of the Lancers thus far, leading 18-14. Lancers led after the first quarter 9-4. Cavaliers outscored the Lancers 14-5 in that second quarter and lead 18-14, a very low-scoring affair and a rather sloppy affair, especially from the Lancers tonight. They have 21 turnovers in the first half alone.
If you have 21 turnovers at halftime, you're lucky to not be down 20. Forget about down only 4.
Yeah, absolutely. The Lancers had one field goal in that second quarter. That was the three-pointer from Jake Leonard. Otherwise, just two other free throws. Cavaliers had a dozen turnovers in the first half of play, and they only had 14 for a total last night. So, and Mike Rigoni was saying how the Cavaliers took care of the basketball last night, got more shots, got more better looks at the shots they had last night. But it seems like a little bit different situation tonight, and that's why, again, we play the ball game, because you never know what's going to happen.
It's so hard to bring your A game back-to-back nights. It really is a challenge. You get in these tournament settings where you play 4 games in 4 days. That's why when you win a tournament like this, you really feel like you've accomplished something, because you're going to have nights where you just don't have it. But you got to find a way to gut it out and get the W.
The endurance factor.
Absolutely.
The endurance, that's why coaches run you and run you some more and run you some more and run bleachers and run lines and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I just thought they like to see us in paint.
No, well, they like that too, but you know. But there's kind of a purpose to it.
Oh, absolutely.
Here at the half, a 4-point lead for Carlinville, 18-14 in the two earlier games tonight. Here at the boys' portion of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, Riverton beat Mount Olive 58-25. Litchfield got by Gillespie 58-39. Yet to come, Staunton and Bunker Hill, which I think is going to be a terrific matchup tonight. I'm really interested to see how Staunton's going to rebound after last night's game against Mount Olive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think probably Steve Morris curious about the same thing as well, because it was such a shocking loss from Staunton's perspective. They never thought that they were going to lose that game last night. Obviously, they did, and there's nothing you can do about it now. The last thing you want to do, though, is allow one loss to become two, and that's the situation Staunton finds themselves in tonight. And it's a rivalry game with Bunker Hill, and the Minutemen, although they didn't have as devastating of a loss yesterday, they still lost.
Yes.
So this is basically an elimination game in terms of, if you want to have a realistic chance to play for the championship on Thursday night, you got to win this game at 8:30.
And I think Coach Moore, and I think we both think an awful lot of Coach Moore as a person.
Yeah.
I think he's telling his kids, look, guys, our season is not going to be defined by one basketball game. It cannot be defined by one basketball game. It will not be defined by one ball game. Let's go out and play our game tonight.
Right. And that has been his philosophy long before last night's loss. I mean, that's the type of mentality he had the last couple years when he had regional championship teams. That's what he believes in. That's the type of person that he is. And it'll be put to the test tonight.
Well, and what's interesting, if Staunton should survive tonight, that sets up a matchup tomorrow night with Riverton.
They beat Riverton 2 years in a row.
They have beaten, as Kyle Weber told you earlier tonight, that's 2 years of running now. The Bulldogs have had the Hawks' number.
And if you're Staunton, at this point, you can't concern yourself with tiebreakers or any of that garbage. You just have to focus on winning tonight and then trying to win tomorrow night. But unfortunately, the reality of the situation is they were not good at the foul line last night. So if they are to go finish 2-1, it's really going to be an uphill battle for them to win the free throw percentage battle unless they just shoot the lights out the next two nights.
And we talk about the free throw percentage because that's one of the tiebreakers here at the Holiday Tournament, as the boys play pool play and then get divided up with the fourth-place team battling the fourth-place team, third versus third, so on and so forth, until you determine the two champions, or two pool leaders that will play for the championship.
And it obviously only comes into effect when it's a three-way tie, because then head-to-head competition is thrown out.
So here at the half of our second broadcast of the evening, it is Carlinville 18, Lincolnwood 14. Some scoring totals for you. First off for the Lancers, Sergeant Ristic with a couple of points tonight, Brett Eddings with a tray, Jake Leonard with 4, 3 from Dan Heeman and 2 from Cameron Snyder. Quarters of 9-5 for the Lancers. Again, 21 turnovers in that first half. And the Lancers 4-10 from the charity stripe. For Carlinville, they had a dozen turnovers. Carndip with a single point. Brad Wise had 7 points in that first half. Benty had 2, a single point from Brendan Stewart. Kleeman with 4, and Mark Urey with a tray for 3 points, quarters of 4 and 14 for the total of 18.
You mentioned all the turnovers for the Lancers, and obviously turnovers are not a good thing. But Terry, usually to me, the bigger stat, and we don't keep track of it because it would be too complicated, points off the turnovers.
Right.
That is really can be the difference. And you turn it over 21 times, you're down only four. Clearly, Carlinville wasn't getting points off the turnovers. So they got the ball, but weren't able to put it in the bucket.
So it's a four-point lead for the Cavaliers here as the both teams come back out on the floor. And don't forget, all of our games on WSMI FM 106, AM 1540 in the aux. All of our high school broadcasts are podcasted on our website. Just go to WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them at your leisure, or you can download them for absolutely no cost.
Absolutely. Can't beat that.
And not even with a big stick.
Doesn't get cheaper than free, does it?
Nope.
All right.
Not around here, does it? That's for darn sure. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get ready for third quarter action here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. In this game, Cavaliers 18, Lancers 14. Back with third quarter action in 2 minutes.
This game is brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville. The Benty Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listing area. Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville. And by Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdun. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdun.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Your 50,000-watt sports voice in Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, the Cavaliers inbound the basketball as we begin third quarter play. Cavies up by 4, 18-14. And the basketball out front is Brad Wise. Around to the right side to Josh Carndiff. He'll drive down to the baseline, pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Ball on the floor, Carndiff picks it back up. Josh drives in, puts it off the glass, and in. Josh Carndiff with 3 points, and right off the bat,
I think a Carlinville player touched the ball when it came out of the net.
Oh, they are going to issue a warning
for delay of game.
That's Carndiff.
If my lip reading skills are up to snuff, I believe that's what the official said.
I thought maybe there was trouble with the clock, but apparently Carndiff, as he got the basket to come down through the net, just tapped it out of bounds, and you're not supposed to do that. It really didn't hurt much, to be honest with you.
So next time it'll be a technical.
Next time it will be a technical, because they have been warned. Now Cameron Steiner called for steps in the backcourt. And that's a 20-second turnover by the Lancers. And now trail by 6 at 20-14.
Carter's a left-handed player, but he's really comfortable with the right hand.
He's got some skill out there. Here's Mark Urie with the basketball. Left side, down to Kleeman in the corner, back to Adelmo, back out to Josh Carndiff. Carndiff to Adelmo Marcuri. Back to Kleeman. Top of the key. Wise going to pop the three ball. No good. Drew the backboard, but no iron. And the rebound by the Lancers. Just over 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Lancers walking into the front court. Eddings along to Jeffrey Beeler along the right sideline. Back to Eddings in the right corner. Back to Beeler. Jeffrey gets double team there for a second. Back out to Heeman. Back around to Jake Leonard. Leonard from the left side, tries to spin away from a defender. Gives it back out to Eddings. Free throw line to Snyder. Back to Leonard. Down the left sidelines to Jeffrey Beeler. Off Jeffrey's hands, out of bounds. Turnover number 23 by the Lancers.
Those are the types of turnovers that will make a coach's hair fall out. The unforced variety just simply took his eyes off the basketball before he caught it.
And 20-14 lead for Carlinville. Cavies with the basketball back. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Here's Cardiff. Now we've got an illegal pick in there. This could be against Brad Wise. Oh, it's not going to be against Wise. It's going to be against... Who's it going to be against?
On the Lancers.
It's on the Lancers.
On the Lancers.
Heeman, I guess.
Yep.
Dan Heeman.
He must have got it for the forearm in the back on the post defense.
So the foul against the Lancers is against Heeman. So Heeman charged with his second. Team's first. Out of bounds for the Cavaliers. And Kleeman hits the jumper from the wing. Kleeman with a half a dozen, and now the Cavies are up by 8, 22-14. 6.5 to go, third quarter, and Cavies come with full court pressure. Here's Beeler skirting across the midcourt stripe on the right sideline. Feeds off to Cameron Snyder. Cameron fakes, drives in, a little pump fake, goes up and gets the bucket. Snyder has 4 points tonight, 22-16. Lancers cut the lead to 6. Back come the Cavies. They push it up the floor wide. Back to Carndiff. Right sideline, back to Brad Wise in the corner. Cavies up by 6. Carndiff in the right corner. Underneath now to Brendan Stewart. He's double-teamed. Lost it out of bounds. Last touched in there by Jeffrey Beeler of Lincolnwood. Good ball movement here by the Cavaliers in the last couple trips down the floor.
See what they got, a nice-looking core of three sophomores.
Oh, don't they,
right
don't.
Now.
And Barry Stewart, a freshman off the bench.
Yeah.
My goodness.
He's extremely talented.
Out front with the basketball, Brad Wise. Kleeman gives off to Mark Curry. He had the ball knocked away, but Kleeman is right there to pick it up. Kyle drives in, puts it up, short. Rebound, Cameron Snyder. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Lancers with the ball down by half a dozen. 22-16. Here's Jake Leonard lining up for the three ball. Good. Jake hits one from out front. His second tray of the night. He's got 7, and that makes it 22-19 as the Lancers cut the lead to 3. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Carlinville with the ball. Here's Carndiff. Cut off on the right baseline. Out to Mark Curry. Kleeman. Left side now to Wise. Gives back to Kleeman. Puts up the 6-footer. Good. Kyle Kleeman again. Good ball movement by the Cavies that time. And now Carndiff comes around and almost makes the steal. It's called for a foul. And Josh will get his third personal foul. First team foul. Out of bounds for the Lancers. Here comes Sergeant Ristic back in for Lincolnwood. And Jeffrey Beeler will leave the ball game. As the Lancers will end down on the baseline, trailing 24-19. There's Leonard with a basketball. Lost the handle on it. Has to give it to Ristic. Back to Leonard. Leonard into the front court. And timeout call by Lincolnwood coach Blake Lucas. 5:03 to go, third quarter. Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament coverage here on FM 106. It's Carlinville 24, Lincolnwood 19. Back with more in 40 seconds.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
This broadcast is brought to you by M&M Service Company, your natural resource of people, product, service, and solutions. PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville. Greg Hines at Hines Furniture, a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square. Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie and Bunnell. And by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Sorry, Tim Mines back at Carlinville High School. Tim, where I saw Carlinville earlier this year against Hillsboro, completely different looking team. Now, these guys are athletic. They got the injured people back now. They can really move the ball up and down the floor.
Yeah, the youngsters are getting more experience, and getting Josh Carndiff back, big addition for the Cavies.
Lincolnwood with the basketball, down by Nicholsworth. Here's Ristic in the right corner. A couple of dribbles back out on the wing, gives off to Cameron Snyder. Bounce pass in the lane to Jake Leonard. His shot from 6 feet away, no good. Now Leonard has stripped the ball away from the Cavaliers, and Heeman puts it off the glass and in. Dan Heeman with 5 points. Lancers cut it back to a three-point game, 24-21. Carlinville with the lead, the ball and 4.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Carndiff down the lane. He goes, drives in, puts it up. No good. Bodies all over the floor. And the Lancers come out with the rebound. Here's Eddings to midcourt. Across the stripe he comes, out to Surgeon Ristic. Around to the right side, back to Edding. He looks to Coach Blake Lucas for some instructions. Here's Ristic along the right sideline. Lost the handle on it, chases it down in the right corner. Back out to Edding. Cross to the top of the key to Leonard. Jake down the lane, puts it up. Blocked away by Kleeman. Back come the Cavaliers with a basketball. Wow, what a heck of a play that was by Kleeman. Long pass it to Brad Wise in the corner. Back to Mark Curry. Now to Brendan Stewart. Stewart had it knocked away, picked it back up, and lost it out of bounds. Brendan did a lot of work and didn't end up getting the rewards for it.
Credited a little bit too much himself that time. Had a lot of defenders around him.
13th turnover by the Cavaliers. 3:48 to go third quarter. Cavs up by three. Lancers with the basketball. Here's Ristic into the front court. Left side, baseline. Back across to Heeman, who banks it off the glass and in. Heeman now has 7 points, and the Lancers cut the lead to one at 24-23. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Cavs with the lead in the ball. Here's Cardiff into the right corner. Drives the baseline. Back out to Kleeman, across to Brad Wise, open from 17, it doesn't go. Cardiff picks it up off the floor. Back out to Wise, around it comes to Mark Curry. Bounce pass to Kyle Kleeman and a blocking foul on Cameron Snyder of Lincolnwood. Cam will get his third. That'll be the team's second, out of bounds for the Cavs on the baseline, leading 24-23. 3:14 to go, third quarter. Cavaliers looking for their first tournament win tonight. And only their second victory of the season. They finally get their injured bodies back into the lineup, which makes a heck of a lot of difference. Here's Cardiff in the right corner for Carlinville. Back out to Brad Wise. Back to Josh Cardiff. Cardiff drives a baseline, goes up over Heeman, and gets the bucket. What a heck of a move by Cardiff. He's got five. That makes it 26-23. Cavs by three with 2:45 to go third quarter. Lancers almost throw it away. Leonard saves it. Back out to Ristic. Top of the key to Edding. Back to Surgeon Ristic. Into the left corner he goes. Long pass out front to Jake Leonard. Leonard picks up his dribble off to Brett Edding. Edding's a bounce pass to Heeman. Heeman tries to make the move down low. Back out to Edding. Top of the key. Leonard winds up for the three. For the tie, no good. Rebound pulled down by Josh Cardiff for Carlinville. Here comes Josh into the front court. Down the edge of the lane. Puts up the runner. No good. Rebound tipped. Brendan Stewart got a hand on it but couldn't control it. Back come the Lancers on the fly. Here's Eddings down for the layup off the glass. No good. Kyle Kleeman the rebound for Carlinville. From Brad Wise, a long pass down to Cardiff. Layup is good. Cardiff with seven. Cavs by a nickel's worth, 28-23. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Long pass by the Lancers from the backcourt into the front court. Jake Leonard hauls it in. He's double-teamed. Gives it back out to Eddings. Brett down the lane, off to Heeman. Gives the ball back out front to Leonard, and Leonard saves it from going into the backcourt as he took his eye off of it for a moment. Here's Cameron Snyder on the dribble. Bounce pass out to Eddings for a three. No good. Eddings chases it down and gets it. For the Lancers, 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ristic comes in on the baseline and drives, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number 25 by the Lancers.
In Carlinville, they're not playing as fast as they played in years past. They still play faster than most teams are accustomed to, and you can kind of get loaded into a false sense of reality. Like, okay, we're back in the game. Next thing you know, they put a 5-0 run on you, and just like that, it's back to a 5-point game.
28-23, Cavs with the lead, and they will inbound the basketball in the backcourt. Cameron Snyder has come out. Clayton Clark back in for the Lancers. As Adelmo Mark Curry will bring it across the midcourt stripe for the Cavaliers down to the right corner. Feeds off to Benty from the right elbow. Drives down the lane. Missed the layup. Clark with the rebound for Lincolnwood. Out to Ristic. 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Lancers down by five. Have the ball. Here's Eddings at the top of the key. Off to Jake Leonard. Winds up for the three. It's around and out. No good. And now we're going to have a foul. This one is against the Cavaliers. I think that's against Luke Davis. Yep, that's going to be his second. Team second, out of bounds for the Lancers on the baseline. Clark the trigger man. Into Eddings in the right corner. Back out to Leonard. Jake gives it across to Ristic. He's open for the three. Surgeon with the shot. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Pulled down by Luke Davis for the Cavs. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Carlinville 28, Lincolnwood 23. Carlinville with the ball. Mark Curry into Kleeman. Edge of the lane. Little six-footer. Good. Oh, man. Kleeman with 10.6 here in this quarter.
Sophomore?
Yeah. Believe it or not. 30-23, Carlinville with the lead. Lancers with the basketball. Here's Clayton Clark, left side. Back out to Surgeon Ristic. Ristic lobs it into Heeman. Dan spins, puts it off the glass and in. You know, Heeman doesn't do anything fancy. He just does the basics, and he's pretty successful. He's got 9 tonight, 30-25. That cuts the Cavalier lead down to a nickel's worth. Here's a three, or just inside the three-point arc from Luke Davis.
That's one of those. No. Good.
Good shot, Luke. Yes, 32-25. Cavies by 7. 2 seconds. Here's Eddings at the buzzer, and no good. After 3 quarters of play, we've got a dandy. Harlanville 32, Lincolnwood 25. Fourth quarter action is coming up.
Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, is a no-hassle dealer. Right now at Drew Ford, check out a 2011 Ford Fusion. It gets an estimated 33 miles per gallon highway, and you get a $2,000 rebate. Happy New Year from everyone at Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
Get crystal clear digital phone service for less, plus keep your current phone number with Digital Phone from Madison Communications. Pay as little as $20 per month for unlimited local and long-distance service and keep your number. Switch today and get customer install, equipment, and activation for free. Call 1-800-422-4848.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, this is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.
Here we go with fourth quarter action. A 7-point advantage for Carlinville. Lincolnwood starts with a basketball. Here's Eddings into the right corner to Clayton Clark, who drives the baseline, pulls up, and he is fouled. Fouled by Dane Benty. As Clayton went up for the shot on the baseline, Benty gets his second, team's third, and Clayton Clark will be at the line to shoot 2 free throws for the Lancers. This is a big game for the Cavaliers tonight. Number one, it would be a tournament win, and number two, I think it would play brings a pretty good team over here, and to beat the Lancers in this tournament would be a feather in their cap tonight with a lot of youngsters out there for the Cavaliers.
No question, and with Carnduff really just back into the fold, in a way, Carlinville, this is the start of the season, this tournament, so
yeah.
Win tonight, boy, that could really be big for the confidence.
Clark misses the first free throw, second one from Clayton is good, his first point of the night, makes it 32-26. Cavies with a 6-point advantage, 7:48 to go in the game. Here's Carnduff, right side of the lane, gives it out to the elbow, down the lane, on the run, the shot is up by Benty and no good, and this will put Benty at the line for a couple of free ones for the Cavaliers. A foul that time, called against Clayton Clark of Lincolnwood, his first, team third, and Dane Benty gets his opportunity from the charity stripe. A 6-point advantage for the Cavies, 32-26. 7:40 to go in the contest. And Benty, the free throw is short. Just wouldn't be the same not to have a Benty on the team here at Carlinville.
I was just going to make that comment. A Benty.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Here's the next shot from Dana. This one is good. He's got 3. 33-26. Cavies by 7. Here's Leonard with the basketball. Into the front court to Eddings for the Lancers. Off to Clark. Back to Eddings. Eddings takes one dribble, comes across to Jake Leonard. Leonard drives down the edge of the lane, dumps off to Heeman underneath. He puts up the shot and missed it, and he'll be at the line for a couple. In the vicinity that time was Dane Benty.
He'll get Davis.
It's going to get Luke Davis? Okay, for Luke, that's going to be his third, team's fourth. So Heeman will be at the charity stripe to shoot 2 for the Lancers. As Lincolnwood trails, 33-26. Just a little under 7.5 minutes to go in this game. Here's a free throw from Heeman, and this one is short. After the Lancers shot so well from the free throw line last night, not doing so well tonight, going into this fourth quarter, they were only 4 out of 10.
There were 5 quarters away from having 2 days complete. This has been an outstanding tournament.
Yes,
thus far. A lot of good basketball.
You know, the tournaments with games that surprise you are usually the best.
Yes.
33-26, Cavaliers with the lead. Heeman of Lincolnwood at the free throw line. His second attempt, he banged it in. When all else fails, use the backboard,
hey,
folks.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, hey, it worked. 33-27. Cavies by six. They have the ball. Carndiff going down the lane has the ball stripped away by Jake Leonard, who's going to pick up his third personal foul. Fourth team foul for the Lancers. And this will put Carndiff at the free throw line to shoot two for the Cavies.
Back to the backboard. If you've ever looked at a basketball rim that doesn't have the backboard on, you look at it and think, how do you ever make a shot?
Yeah, yeah. I like playing horse and calling backboard shots all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to win.
That's
horse.
A good way to win, man. Free throws up and good by Carndiff. He has 8 points, and that makes it 34-27. The kids will say, back? Use the backboard? What are you talking about,
like,
man?
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose? Even from the free throw line.
That's tough. The straight on bank.
Yeah. Clayton Clark leaves the Lincolnwood lineup, and here comes Cameron Snyder back in. Of course, can't do that anymore with bifocals, Tim. That messes me up. Second free throw by Carndiff is so good. You see too many weird things when you look at the rim with bifocals, trust me. 34-27, Cavies have the lead. Lancers have the basketball. Tipped into the backcourt, Lancers retrieve it. Here's Ristic coming across the midcourt stripe. Top of the key, off on the wing to Leonard. He winds up for the three ball. It's around and out, no good. Rebound by Brendan Stewart and a foul against the Lancers, Dan Heeman, I believe. And Heeman is going to get his third personal foul. That's the fifth team foul. Out of bounds for the Cavies in the backcourt. Here comes Tate Snyder in for Lincolnwood. The freshman replaces Sergeant Ristic. Meanwhile, Adelmo Marcuri will inbound the basketball in the backcourt for the Cavaliers. 6:55 to go in this game. Cavies up by seven. A football pass into the scorer's bench. And that'll be turnover number 14 by Carlinville, and the ball will go right back to the Lancers on their baseline.
Somewhere Chad Easton has put his hands in his face like, that's why we run the ball.
Tim Gould, I noticed, didn't try to make a save down there running the clock, the soccer coach, because you don't use your hands in soccer. He just ducked out of the way, man. Wait till I see him tomorrow. Lancers with the basketball. Here's Snyder with a Tate backing in. Has his pass deflected, but picked up by Jake Leonard. Eddings a long, long three, no good. Rebound tip by Cameron Snyder. Cavies come up with it. Marcuri out to Carndiff. All in one move. Lays it up and in. Oh, what a nice play by Josh Carndiff on a terrific pass from Marcuri. 36-27. And now Snyder misses a shot at the other end, but Heeman picks him up and gets the bucket. He's got a dozen, so that makes it 36-29. And a charging foul. A player control foul on Josh Carndiff as he ran over the top of Cameron Snyder. The Carndiff gets his fourth personal foul, fifth team foul, 15th turnover by the Cavaliers. And with 6:21 to go in the game, Carlinville has a 7-point lead at 36-29, but the Lancers will get the ball on their baseline.
That's a tough whistle if you're a Cavy fan there. Your floor general's fourth foul.
We'll see how the Cavaliers survive the absence of Carndiff. Here's Tate Snyder, a three ball from the wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by Heeman. Feeds across to Cameron Snyder. Shot off the glass. No good. Heeman grabs it, puts it up and in. Heeman with 14 points for the Lancers. Makes it a five-point game at 36-31. 6 minutes to go. Wise is going to pop the three. Go! Hits from way out on the wing. He's got 10, and the Cavies are up by 8 again. 39-31.
That was a big one.
5:55 to go in the ballgame. Back comes Lincolnwood with the basketball. Leonard around to Brett Eddings. Off to Tate Snyder for three. This one's no good. Rebound Leonard. Well, he had a handle on it. Now he picks it back up, drives in. Shot blocked away by Kleeman. And Kleeman must have got him on the arm, and it'll be a couple of free throws for Jake Leonard. And Kleeman will pick up his second personal foul, sixth team foul for the Cavaliers. 5:39 to go in this game. Carlinville leading 39-31. As the Cavaliers looking for their first tournament victory in this 2010 tournament.
Mike Rigoni's about to gamble.
He's going to roll the dice, isn't he?
Carndiff back in the ballgame. He was out for about 40 seconds.
And Marcuri comes to the sidelines. Carndiff is back in, playing with four fouls. Jake Leonard misses the first of two free throw attempts for the Lancers, so it remains an 8-point Carlinville lead. Next toss is around and no good. The ball knocked out of bounds. Cameron Snyder tries to save it, but is unable to do so. The ball will go back to Carlinville. 5:37 to go in the game. Cavies up by 8, 39-31. Lancers will try some pressure. Full court.
Josh Carter, only his second game of the year. He's got to be smart these last five and a half.
Carndiff down the right sideline to the baseline. Things opens up. He drives down, and Heeman blocks it away, and the Lancers come up with it. Here's Eddings across to Leonard. Jake, the layup, he missed it. Rebound, Heeman. He goes up and banks it off the glass and in. Heeman with 16. That makes it 39-33. Back comes Carndiff down the lane. Player control foul, and Carndiff is fouled out of the game. 5:13 to go. Let's remember that time. That's when Carndiff fouls out of this game, picking up his fifth personal foul on a player control foul. That's the seventh team foul, 17th turnover now by the Cavaliers. And if you're a Cavalier fan, you got to say, ouch.
And they could have called them to the series before. They didn't blow the whistle, but they got him that time. And if you're Josh Carndiff, he's got to be smarter there.
Yep.
Back in the game with four fouls, and he didn't last 20 seconds.
So a six-point Cavalier lead. Lancers will inbound the basketball. Just a little over 5 minutes to play in this contest. There's Eddings with it. In the backcourt, double team. And now a reach-in foul called against Brad Wise of Carlinville. Wise is called for his second personal, eighth team foul. This will put Eddings at the line. And if you're the Lancers, I think Eddings is the guy you want at the line anyway. He made a ton of free throws last night.
Cavaliers, they're just amped up right now. They know it's a big game. They got the lead. They're reaching on defense a little bit too much as they've got the Lancers in the bonus the rest of the way.
5:06 to go in this game. Lincolnwood has Brett Eddings at the line. Lancers are down by half a dozen. Eddings at the free throw line. The first shot is up, and it's long. The tip up by Snyder, no good. He gets the rebound, puts it up, missed it, and it's loose on the sidelines, and it's going to be caught by Brett Eddings. And the Lancers hold on to it. Here's Leonard off to Snyder, poked away, out of bounds, going to belong to the Lancers. 4:51 to go in the game. Almost look like a hockey game out there with that ball being poked around like that. Cameron Snyder will inbound the basketball to Brett Eddings. He'll bring it into the front court off to Jake Leonard. Off to Tate Snyder, 4-3. It's no good. Rebound on the weak side by Cameron Snyder. He puts up the shot off the glass and in. Will it count? It will! And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play from Cameron Snyder. The foul called against Brad Wise of Carlindale. Brad gets his third personal, 19th foul. Count the bucket by Snyder. He's got six. That makes it 39-35.
Good.
Should make it 39-35. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. There goes the scoreboard. Snyder's free throw up and good. 7 points for Snyder. And now we're down to a three-point ball game. Cavies with a three-point lead in the ball. Marcuri stepped out of bounds. Adelmo stepped out of bounds right near the WSMI banner there near, next to the stage.
Might not be a bad time for a timeout for the Cavies. He looked a little unsettled.
And that's what Mike Rigoni is going to do. He's going to call for a full timeout. 4:39 to go in this ballgame. I think we're in for a dandy finish. It's Carlinville 39, Lincolnwood 36. Back with more in 40 seconds.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment. Or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Terry Dimmies back at Carlinville High School. 39-36. It's been an entertaining battle here tonight between the Cavaliers and the Lancers. Carlinville with a three-point advantage. It'll be out of bounds for the Lancers along the sideline. Lancers have turned the ball over 25 times tonight, but they've not turned it over yet here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, 21 at half, right?
Yeah, 21 at the half, and only 25 here at this point. Here's Eddings with the basketball. Back out to Jake Leonard. Leonard top of the key, off to Eddings. Eddings for the three, for the tie, no good. Loose on the wing, picked up by Tate Snyder for the Lancers. Out to Leonard. Leonard back to Tate Snyder for the three, for the tie, no good. Rebound Cameron Snyder, the putback, no good. Rebound by Kyle Kleeman as a host of bodies go down. Looks like a bowling set of bowling pins falling down there.
The Cavies went zone that possession, and the zone worked. They're having trouble rebounding out of it, eventually able to clear it out.
And Cameron Snyder got the foul for Lincolnwood. That's his fourth, team six. Out of bounds one more time for the Cavaliers before the bonus kicks in. And now Snyder in foul trouble for the Lancers. 4:14 to go in this game. Cavs up by 3 and have the ball. Here's Mark Curry with it. On the dribble in the backcourt, picked up the dribble. Gives the ball off to Luke Davis. Davis across the midcourt stripe, left sideline. Looks for a little help. Here's Mark Curry with it. Back out front to Delmo. Bounce pass off to Brad Wise. Wise and comes across, and Tate Snyder makes the steal, and a reach-in foul on Brad Wise. Wise will get his fourth, team's tenth. Two free throws now for the Lancers for every Carlinville foul from henceforth. And Tate Snyder will be at the line to shoot two for Lincolnwood. Well, they're still saying one and one. That should be two. That's 10 fouls there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
They got it now. They're a little slow on the board now. It's up there.
Okay. So Snyder will shoot two for the Lancers. That's Tate Snyder. He's the freshman. On the foul, actually called against Delmo Marcuri. That's going to be a Delmo second. And the free throw by Snyder on the way is good. And Tate has his first point of the night. That makes it 39-37. How about a one-point ball game? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
Love the odd point in the fourth quarter.
I tell you, that makes it for an exciting game. And that's what we have. 2 points from Tate Snyder, and it's a one-point lead for the Cavs, 39-38. And since the loss of Josh Carndiff with his fifth foul, Cavs have had not quite as easy a time with it. Out front is Davis with a basketball. Luke Davis on the dribble. Back out front. Picks up the dribble, gives it off to Brendan Stewart. Stewart gives back to Davis at the top of the key. 3:38 and counting. Carlinville holding on to a one-point lead, 39-38. Here's Marcuri working off a pick right side. Has his pocket picked. Lancers dive on the floor. Marcuri digs it out, though. Now we're going to have a foul or no, a jump ball call. It should belong to Carlinville. So the Cavaliers will retain possession. Looked like first the official pointed in like he was going to charge Cameron Snyder with his fifth foul. But the Lancers are breathing a little bit easier right now. Now Snyder's going to come out, and Surgeon Ristic will come in for a spell.
And with the point guard off the floor, Cavaliers really having trouble getting into an offensive set here and getting a good look at the basket.
And the Lancers are able to turn up their defensive pressure a little bit. There's Marcuri driving the baseline on a blocking foul called against Jake Leonard of Lincolnwood. And Jake will get his fourth personal foul. That's 17th team foul.
That's exactly what Carmel needed to do there, was attack the basket. They spent the last three or four possessions just dribbling out behind the arc trying to pass the basketball around, and they turned it over, and there Marcuri hard to the tin, because that's the one thing Carmel brings to him,
yes,
the ability to attack the rim and create off the dribble and get open shots for his teammates as well as finish at the rim.
When things get stale, good things happen when you take the ball to the hole, and that's
no
what
question.
Marcuri did. He's going to get a couple of free throws. First one is no good. No, it's a 1-1. And rebound by the Lancers. You could take the lead with a bucket here. Here's Ristic. I thought he was too, but they gave him the 1-1. Here's Tate Snyder with it. Out front to Jake Leonard. 3:07 to go in the game. Lancers down by a point with a basketball. Ristic with it. Across to Tate Snyder. Now to Eddings. Wide open for the three for the lead. Good. Brett Eddings with his second tray of the night, and the Lancers have regained the lead at 41-39, and the ball tipped out of bounds as the Lancer defensive pressure tried to force the turnover, but the Cavaliers will get it back. As Lincolnwood has taken a two-point lead with just under 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Cavaliers with a basketball, now down by a deuce. Here's Davis into the front court. Being hounded out front by Brett Eddings. Davis to the left elbow, pivoting around, gives it off to Brendan Stewart. He's open. Brendan shoots. No good. Rebound Brad Wise. Wise lost the handle on it. A hot potato in the lane. Jump ball. It's going to belong to the Lancers. And that'll give the ball back to Lincolnwood with 2.5 to play. And now Blake Lucas, the coach of the Lancers, says, guys, let's talk this over. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the game. Lincolnwood 41, Carlinville 39. Back with more in 40 seconds.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Well, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Plus, our coverage of the holiday tournament here at Carlinville continues tomorrow night at 5:30 with three more games in pool play. And then the girls and boys championship games Thursday night here on FM 106. Tomorrow on the Ox, an Illini doubleheader, the Texas Bowl, Illinois and Baylor at 4:30. Followed immediately by the Illini versus Iowa men's basketball game on the Ox.
Big Ten opener.
Big Ten opener for the Illini men's basketball team, still in the top 25. Lancers with the ball. Here's Tate Snyder with it out front.
But barely.
Heading. But barely, yeah. We'll see how it goes after this week. Here's Surgeon Ristic off to Eddings, back to Ristic, right side to Jake Leonard. He drives the baseline. He's out of bounds. Turnover number 26 for the Lancers. And the ball will go back to the Cavaliers, who trail by a deuce. Here comes Barry Stewart, the freshman, back in. He's going to replace, I believe, Brad Wye. Yep. So the Cavies will get the ball in the backcourt, trailing by a deuce, 41-39, 2:06 to go in this game. A long time to go in this ball game, as the Cavaliers almost turn the ball over. Brendan Stewart lost the handle on it but retrieved it. He'll give it off to Luke Davis, and Luke will bring it into the front court. As the Cavaliers try to get into their offensive set. Here's Marcuri. Bounce pass off to Kleeman. Kleeman drives in. Shot blocked by Heeman. But Marcuri is there to put it off the glass and in. He has 5 points. And that ties the ball game at 41. And there's timeout on the floor.
What we see here, Terry, is Carlinville getting shots, but a lot tougher to get the shots in the floor general off from four. But a good job on that sequence. Like you said before, attack the rim.
If you don't attack the rim in key situations, number one, you're going to waste a lot of time. Number two, you're probably going to throw the ball away. And number three, you have no chance of drawing a foul and perhaps a three-point play. So with a minute 46 to go, it'll belong to Lincolnwood in the backcourt after Adelmo Marcuri has tied this game at 41. 106 seconds to play in regulation. Are we looking at another overtime tonight?
The last two games last night were fabulous, and we're off to a good start right now.
Cameron Snyder inbounds the ball. It's stolen by Barry Stewart, who missed the layup for Carlin, though it's knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to the Cavaliers. So the Lancers turned it over for the 27th time tonight. Cavaliers catch a break. They'll get the ball on the baseline, as Barry Stewart couldn't quite connect on the shot from right underneath. Marcuri will inbound the basketball. Comes into Brendan Stewart. Back to Adelmo Marcuri. Back out front to Luke Davis. Cavies will now get in their offensive set. Here's Davis. The ball tipped into the backcourt. Picked up by Brett Eddings of Lincolnwood. He'll drive down the lane. Put it out for the glass and in. Eddings with 8 points. Lancers lead by two, 43-41. 1-2-3 showing on the clock. Brendan Stewart banks it off the glass. No good. Jake Leonard the rebound for the Lancers. He's triple-teamed in the backcourt. Gives it to Eddings and a breakaway now for Dan Heeman. The layup is dunked. Heeman with 18 points. Lancers lead by four, 45-41, with a minute four to go in the ball game and a foul call against the Lancers.
How about that?
Wow.
Two-handed slot.
Tate Snyder gets the foul for the Lancers, his first, team's eighth. And Heeman put a little punctuation mark on that one with a two-handed slam. Lancers down with a four-point lead, but the clock is stopped. And Adelmo Marcuri at the line to shoot the one in bonus for Carlinville. Down by four with 64 seconds to play. Adelmo lines it up, puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Luke Davis. He got the basket to fall, and it's fouled. A chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for the Cavies.
Terry, we've seen that more the last two nights than I ever remember seeing. Off the missed free throw, the offensive team gets the rebound, a bucket, and a foul.
Unbelievable. Heeman gets the foul. That's his fourth. Team's ninth. Count the basket. That makes it 45-43, so that cuts the Lincolnwood lead down to two with a minute one to go. And at the charity stripe, Luke Davis, who now has 4 points on the night, A chance for the old-fashioned three-point play? How about a one-point ball game again, huh? What do you say, boys and girls, just for the heck of it? Free throw by Davis is no good. Rebound by Dan Heeman for Lincolnwood. Lancers by two with a minute to play in the ball game. They have the basketball. Here's Edding. Double teamed in the backcourt to Snyder. Tate into the front court for the Lancers. Down along the left sideline. Back out to Brett Edding. Edding dribbles out front. Top of the key. 44 seconds and counting. And now a timeout called by the Lincolnwood coach. No. The official blew the whistle and thought that the Lancer coach had called for timeout. And Blake Lucas says, man, I never called timeout.
Well, that doesn't make Carlinville happy. They had a nice defense.
Oh, yeah.
Defense going there with pressure.
An inadvertent whistle that time.
Mike Rigoni not happy.
Lancers will inbound the basketball near midcourt. Leading by two, 43 seconds to go. Ball comes in to Brett Eddings. Eddings tied up in the backcourt by Marcurian. A holding foul on Adelmo. That'll be his third. And Brett Eddings will be at the charity stripe to shoot two for Lincolnwood. Eddings on the night with 8 points. Lancers lead 45-43 with 37 seconds to go in this game. This thing is far from over,
oh, yeah.
Boys and girls. Just let me clue you in right now.
On all of them down two with 7 seconds left.
Yeah. Eddings at the charity stripe for the Lancers shooting two. First one is good. It rolled around and fell through. He has nine. Lancers lead by three, 46-43. Snyder is out. That's Tate Snyder. And Jeffrey Beeler is back in for the Lancers.
Lincolnwood getting the home bounce on the Carlinville Reds.
It's amazing how many teams from the area play numerous games in this gymnasium each year.
This is a home away from home for a lot of teams.
Great facility here. Here's the next shot by Eddings. No good. Rebound by Adelmo Marcuri. Cavies could tie it with a three. Half a minute to play. Marcuri out front to Davis. Around to Barry Stewart for the three. For the tie. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to the Cavaliers. Last touched in there by Cameron Snyder. 26 seconds to go in the game.
Don't necessarily need a three. You'll take it if it's there. But a bucket of any kind.
No need to force it. Just get two on the board. If you're the Cavaliers, there's Brendan Stewart with it out front. Off to Barry Stewart for the three. For the tie, no good. Rebound Jake Leonard. And Leonard fouled in the backcourt with 18 seconds remaining. Now Lancers leading by three. Foul that time called against Kleeman. And this will put Jake Leonard at the charity stripe for Lincolnwood to shoot two. Jake on the evening is one out of six from the charity stripe. 46-43, Lancers lead by three. This would make it a two-possession ball game. If Leonard makes this here a two-possession game for the Cavaliers, and he hits it. Jake Leonard with 8 points tonight makes it 47-43. That gives the Lancers a four-point lead with 18 seconds to go. Again, there's 18 seconds to work with. There's some time left on the clock. Second free throw missed, especially after missing that second free throw. Here comes Marcuri into the front court for Carlinville. Lines up the three ball. It's up no good. Knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to the Cavaliers off of Heeman's hand. 11 seconds to go.
Now you need the
three. Now you need the three. Cavaliers will get the ball on their own baseline with 11 seconds remaining. Down by 4 points. Bounce pass into Brendan Stewart. He's going to launch the three ball. No good. Rebound weak side Leonard, and that might do it. Leonard is fouled with 4.5 seconds remaining, and he'll be at the line for two. Foul against the Cavaliers will be against Luke Davis. That is going to be his fourth. Meanwhile, Jake Leonard at the line to shoot two for the Lancers. Lancers with a four-point lead and 4.5 seconds left, and Leonard could put a little icing on the cake here for Lincolnwood. The free throw good. Jake with 9 points. That makes it 48-43.
And it's going to be two tough losses in as many nights for the
Cavs. Wow, yeah. And the next toss by Jake Leonard is right on the money. He's got 10. And, Tim, you like to call the fourth quarter the money quarter, and that's what the Lancers have done tonight. They've made it count, and they're going to win this one. A three at the buzzer is up, no good, and that's it. Lincolnwood comes from behind to win it over the Carlinville Cavaliers, 49-43. We'll come back with a wrap in just a moment.
Happy holidays from farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy. Now that all the preparations are behind us, we can relax and enjoy this magical time of year. Make entertaining easy with farmer-owned Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and vegetables. Everyone at Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville wishes you the best for the holidays and the new year ahead.
Now's the perfect time to make a few home improvements. Bank and Trust Company can help you with the home equity line of credit. It's as easy to use as writing a check, and it provides you with the funds you need to get your home exactly where you want it. Questions? Just call Bank and Trust Company at 324-3935. Member FDIC.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hills, Borough, Carlinville, and Greenville.
A tale of two halves for this ball game tonight. At the end of the first half of play, Carlinville led Lincolnwood 18-14. The Lancers had turned the ball over a total of 21 times in the first half. In the second half of play, the Lancers turned the basketball over a total of 6 times, and they outscored Carlinville 35-23 to win this ball game 49-43. As the Lancers put 24 points on the board in that fourth quarter, to outscore the Cavies 24-11. Lancers were down 32-25 after three periods, and they made that fourth quarter count. So now in pool play, the Cavaliers, boy, they suffer their second tough loss of the tournament. They're now 0-2 in pool play. The Lancers are 2-0 in pool play. Cavaliers are now 1-10 overall. Lincolnwood now 4-6. We'll check the scoring totals for you here. First off for Carlinville, who lost Josh Carnduff with 5:13 to go on 5 fouls. Josh had 10 points tonight, and boy, the complexion of the game really changed once Josh fouled out of the ball game for the Cavaliers. They were just not able to get into their offensive set after he fouled out. 10 points from Brad Wise, 4 points from Luke Davis, 3 from Dane Benty, a single point from Brendan Stewart, 10 points from Kyle Kleeman, 5 from Adelmo Marcuri. Quarters of 4, 14, 12, and 11. Cavaliers were 4 of 11 from the charity stripe and had 20 turnovers in the ball game. The good thing, the positive thing about the Cavaliers is they've got some people back who were injured in the first part of this season, and it's going to take a little while for them to get back into playing shape and to get back into the basketball mode. But I think by the time the end of this season rolls around, Carlinville might be a team that people don't want to see, especially during the postseason. Goran Lincolnwood, scoring-wise, Surgeon Ristic with a couple. Clayton Clark had a point. 9 points from Brett Edding. 2 from Tate Snyder. 10 points from Jake Leonard. Dan Heeman had 18 points tonight. And 7 points from Cameron Snyder. Quarters of 9, 5, 11, and 24 for the Lancers. And they finished the night with 27 turnovers. Again, they had 21 at the end of the first half. They finished tonight with 27 turnovers, and they're now 4-6 on the season. So in pool play, at this point, in the red pool, you have Litchfield and Lincolnwood, both 2-0. Those two teams will meet tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and the winner there will move on to the championship game on Thursday night. Carlinville is 0-2 in pool play in the green pool, and they and Bunker Hill are both winless in pool play thus far in the tournament. My friend, let me remind you about Denny's. Denny's is D the place for kids. The kids' menu is all about fueling up with fun. With favorite items like chocolate chip and pancakes and track and cheese, there's something for even the pickiest eater. And parents, remember that kids eat free Tuesday and Saturday nights from 4 to 10 with the purchase of an adult entree. So take the kids to Denny's in Litchfield. Remember that Denny's is the place for families. Well, the final, Lincolnwood 49, Carlinville 43. Now we have two new teams out on the floor as the Bunker Hill Minutemen get ready to hook up with the Staunton Bulldogs in the finale of tonight's pool play here at the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. Tim Mines will have a call on that game coming up here in just a few minutes on WSMI FM 106. Thus far tonight, in pool play at the Holiday Tournament, Litchfield beat Gillespie 58-39, Riverton over Mount Olive 58-25, Lincolnwood beat Carlinville 49-43, and in the girls' portion of the tournament in the consolation bracket, it was Gillespie 44, Carlinville 39, Nokomis over Roxana 46-23. Winners bracket semifinal round games, Staunton beat Greenfield 58-36, and Litchfield beat Bunker Hill 51-30. So tomorrow, as far as the girls' games are concerned, at noon, it's the seventh place game with Roxana taking on Carlinville, and that'll be here in the high school gym. At 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, Gillespie and Nokomis play, again here in the high school gym for fifth place. And then the girls' tournament will wrap up on Thursday with the third-place game at noon between Greenfield and Bunker Hill and the girls' championship game against Staunton and Litchfield at 6:30 Thursday night, a game you can hear live right here on WSMI FM 106 and on the Internet, WSMIRadio.com. Coming up tomorrow night at 4 o'clock, Mount Olive takes on Bunker Hill. And the boys' side on pool play on the final night of pool play at 5:30, Carlinville versus Gillespie, Litchfield Lincolnwood at 7, and then Staunton and Riverton at 8:30. So that's how things have stacked up, at least to this point. One more game to come as Staunton will take on Bunker Hill. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more from the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament right after these messages.